This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile and time for a checkup. Great to have in studio Sarah Curry, mental health professional from Alta Point, to talk about the FEP program. So acronyms, FEP is what?
First episode psychosis.
Okay. So I can determine, I know what each of those words mean, but I don't know what that means together. Sarah, what is that?
Right. So psychosis is a type of mental illness where people are experiencing things that other people do not, such as hallucinations, delusional or confused thinking. They may be seeing things, hearing things. They might be paranoid. So those are examples of symptoms of a psychotic illness. And then what we mean by first episode is that the symptoms have recently started within the last year. We have a little leeway with that, but the idea is to catch the illness in the early stages so we can teach them to manage it and stay as stable as possible.
Does it, and there may be multiple answers to this, which is fine. Is it a light switch or is it a rheostat with these? Does it start to fade in, or is all of a sudden there it is?
And the answer is both or either. Some people experience a very dramatic sudden onset, and it can be triggered by something like stress or a life event or drug use or something like that. Other people, it's gradual and they almost don't notice it, and their family almost don't notice it because it is so gradual.
Which, sure, that's going to be the tougher ones too, because you may not, you know, waking up from Monday to Tuesday, you don't realize there's been that change, even though it's incrementally happening.
Right.
So what do y'all do at Alta Point with your program, this FEP program, to help those people?
So we provide a comprehensive array of outpatient services. We have our own psychiatrist who does a weekly clinic for medication management. We have two care coordinators that can help with any type of resource that the young person or family may need, including education and employment, if they are at a point in the illness that they can manage to do those things. They are also provided with therapy, which is individual, group, and family as needed.
You said young person as well. Mm-hmm. Is there a period of time in the life? You talked about situations that lead to people having this FEP. But is there a suite of ages where it happens more than others?
There is. Our age range for our program is 15 to 25. There is some wiggle room in that. We do have one person that started at 14, which is pretty early and not typical. And we do have some people that they are 25, 26-ish, even before onset. And we can kind of adjust those age ranges as we need to.
And that's y'all's age range that you're looking at with Alta Point. Are there cases that... Is it pretty, I mean, if we're looking at a graph right here, I mean, is that the age group that most of this happens?
Yes, it is. I have heard of onset later than 25 or 26, but I think that's pretty unusual. And I have also heard of earlier than 14 or 15. Again, pretty unusual. The vast majority are in that 15 to 25.
Sarah, have y'all figured out then, you know, talking about these exacerbating circumstances mm-hmm. out there that you laid out earlier, and now we have this age. What's going on at that age that makes this happen more? Do you know, has science shown us that why this area, this age, this suite of ages is more susceptible?
That's probably a question that I can't answer, and I wish Dr. Moore were here with me. He's our psychiatrist, and he probably knows more about that. I'm assuming it's a lot to do with the whole adolescent and the brain fully developing.
Gotcha.
Is part of it.
So if we're watching this, I don't know how many people, I might not use the right term, would self-report having mm-hmm. one of these. Maybe if it came on incrementally, they wouldn't know to self-report. But what do loved ones, caretakers of these 15 to 25-year-olds, what are they looking for if maybe they're trying to think, okay, well, something's going on? What are signs?
Obviously, anything that's unusual or a big change in your family member or loved one's behavior.
Because teenagers are, I've got a couple of them.
They're, you know, exactly. And so you do have to balance out, well, you know, yeah, teenagers stay in their room a lot.
Right.
But let's say they're not sleeping. You hear them. They're up pacing all night, walking around. They're not doing their normal eating pattern. They're not doing their normal hygiene. So it can just be kind of a constellation of behavioral changes that alert you, you know, something is not right.
And at that point, is it the point to just, I know to get in touch, we'll talk about how to get in touch in the program, but do you ask the kid a question there? Do you say how you're feeling, or do you just say, do you want help? I mean, what?
As far as the parent?
Yeah, you're watching. Yeah, no, the parent. If they see these things you just laid out, what do they say?
I mean, I think they can address it just like they would any other concern, and it kind of is dependent on the parent-child relationship or the family-child relationship, because it isn't always a parent. But, you know, you kind of have to know how you approach your loved one and absolutely just say, hey, I've been noticing you don't seem to be sleeping as well. Is something going on? Are you upset? Can I help you with anything? And just kind of start the dialogue that way.
All right. So they're in that situation. They want to get through to AltaPoint. What's the best way to do? Just call y'all or go online? What do you do?
Either one. You can go online and get a lot of information at altapoint.org, our website, and then CarePoint or our access to care department is 251-450-2211. They are the first stop for all referrals, AltaPoint, and they are aware of our program as well as the other resources and can get you directed.
Sarah, thank you for being here. Thanks for bringing this
up. Absolutely. Thank you.
Our guest, Sarah Curry, mental health professional with AltaPoint.